How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya Khoury, welcome back. How are you feeling?
I sound like a man.
Very sexy.
Try not
You're
to
fine.
Make me laugh.
No, I will try. Okay. Oh, you're too late. Too late. Well, that didn't get off to a good start.
That didn't go well. I'm okay, Howard. It's been a very, very rough couple of weeks. Mom has been in hospital. They tried to admit me and I refused.
Oh,
we picked up some serious bug this side, called metapneumonia or something, and various strains of antibiotics later. We're all on the mend. Right now, that's the worst thing in my life, and I'm okay with that.
Wow, absolutely. Well, we wish you, we really missed you. We got lots of messages saying, where are you? Where are you? So,
that's so precious,
you
guys. Thank you
missed.
So much. But I
you
couldn't care if the whole world exploded last week. Honestly.
You know what? That's how, you know, the fact that you couldn't even send out your update showed me how ill you were, because I don't think
First time in 7 years.
I was just going to say, in all the times that I've known you, it's the first time we haven't seen that report. So, that told me exactly how ill you were. So I'm glad you're better.
You should have sent the ambulance, friend. I'm back. And what a good thing to come back to. Look, I may have cross stories here because I've been looking at 2 weeks coverage now. I'm a little bit back, not all the way back. So I might have missed some big things. But the things I read, wow, what a couple of weeks we've had. Mm. Firstly, let's start with the good. Can you believe Eskom is in the good pile?
How? Oh, is that because of the new CEO?
The new CEO, but also Jabo Mabuza came out yesterday and told us that McKinsey has had to pay back $1 billion. They already have. And Trillion is paying back $600 million. And then he started rattling off a list and he said, we're not stopping there. So it seems like we're actually getting some money back. Payback, the money is finally here.
That is the best news.
News ever. I mean, okay, they made a 20 billion rand loss. Let's not forget that bit.
No, you can't. You can't forget that bit, but we know that already. The fact is that South Africans are starting to feel despondent about, well, will we recover anything? And the fact that we can start to see some of that money flowing back into the system means there's hope.
1.6 billion is
a lot
of money, man.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of money. Yeah, exactly. Okay, when you look at 40 million, is it 40 million or 40 billion? Debt at Soweto. I mean, you never know the billions and millions anymore in this country. But certainly I think we're on the road to recovery for Eskom, and it makes me very happy. We knew it wasn't going to be easy. We knew it was going to take long. But Andrew Dorota, being absolutely seconded by all his team, the shareholders have stood behind him solidly. So let's see what he has under his belt. Please, please, can we keep the lights on? And then more good news. Transnet is going to go under prosecution from the results of the state capture inquiry. The wheels of justice are finally turning as the Transnet people are now finally going to be prosecuted.
Again, that's what we need. You know, again, we've always had this conversation. A friend of mine who I really value in terms of opinion kept saying to me, he wishes they wouldn't have the state capture inquiry. And I keep saying, why? He says, because if we're not going to do anything about it, then it's better we don't know. Let's just get on
with
it. But if we are going to start to see prosecutions, then South Africans.
I want to see orange shirts, my friend, so badly. I really want to see orange shirts. And then Mo Sheikh, somebody didn't have the shakes this week. Imagine. Mo Sheikh turned up at the state capture inquiry. And he didn't hold back, eh? He claimed that Zuma stopped all investigations into the Guptas. He just vomited. So, no shakes on him. Go Mo Sheikh. So he's in the good pile this week. And then the bad. Oh, and I'm so passionate about this. I'm going to have a bit of a rant and I would be shouting if my voice would let me.
If you could.
But President Ramaphosa launched 16 days of activism campaign. Okay, first. Are we still doing this? Okay. That's my first question. In that time, the same day, we learnt of the horrific death of 21-year-old Precious Ramabulana, raped and stabbed 52 times. I know it's not the right platform.
No, it's fine. It doesn't matter. But we need to talk about this.
But we need to just listen to that. Stabbed 52 times. Mm. Perhaps because I'm a woman, I don't understand what's going on here. But now we've launched a campaign that says, hashtag, get this. Be accountable.
Oi.
Are we asking these monsters to say, to own up? Is that the best we've got? Shouldn't our message be, don't be a monster or we'll lock you up?
Yeah.
And shouldn't it be a 365-day action plan? The story's broken so many hearts, and then we relive Rest in Peace Garabo all over again and all the other horrors that we've seen with women and children. Why can't we make an example of these people? Why can't we castrate one of them? Just one.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you're
absolutely right. This, in the 16 days of activism it's a global thing. And we've got behind it in South Africa, but I feel like we get behind it only for the hashtags. It doesn't feel,
it doesn't feel
like there's anything deeper than that.
And then be accountable.
Yeah, what do you mean
be accountable?
What on earth
does that mean?
But
why are we still pandering to these monsters?
Yeah.
Anyway, deep breath, Tonya Curry.
Yeah, it's
brave policeman.
No, it's actually quite an unbelievable thing and very, very concerning. You know, until South Africa comes out with a strategy to say this is how we are dealing with it. We're starting with schools, young schools.
Yes.
We're starting with boys in the classroom and girls in the classroom.
Yes,
that's where it needs to start. We cannot make an example, it makes every head.
And we make sure that person serves their time.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
Anyway. Other bad stories of the Westville shootout. Wasn't that horrific? You know, those policemen are so brave.
Yeah.
Christmas is here, guys, and
We've seen a tremendous increase in crime. It's very concerning.
It's ridiculous. It's Christmas, it's a day. Please, guys, it's a day.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't need to be like this.
Mm.
You know, anyway, also SAA, after their mother of all strikes, workers didn't get paid or they got part paid.
Yeah.
So where's Dudu Mjini now? I'm just saying. Anyway, she's in the bad
pile. She says, it can't all be her. You have to blame everybody, not just me.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
Right.
Let's check your hand, Louis Vuitton handbag,
right,
shall we?
Exactly.
And then I'm not sure which pile this one should make, Howard, but Makwabani Gordhan and EFF face off in Concord. My reason for putting it in the bad pile is because we are just wasting precious time, South Africa. Can you just hurry up and go to work?
What is going on now? I missed the story. Yeah, so that's also part of what I wrote about Eskom is that nobody cares. We don't see color in the dark. It's simple. We don't see color in the dark. Get the right people on. Stop wasting time on race politics and race identity and pulling each other apart just because we think it's cool. We don't care anymore. We actually don't care. I don't care what Julius Malema has to say.
We just want it to work.
Yeah. If he's going to just be a racist, well then just, you know, I'm not interested. You know, if you're going to tell us how you're going to fix
it anymore.
Yeah. Sorry.
I actually don't care anymore.
Yeah. So, and I think that's where South Africans are at. And I think that the Rugby World Cup showed us that a lot of what we've been fed is a lie about racial divide. I think that South Africans genuinely love each other, want to get on, don't see the same racial stresses and tensions that our politicians want, some of our politicians want us to see. All we want is what each other wants, which is a functioning society where we work and we live and our children are safe and our wives and partners are safe and we are safe and we get on with living a good quality life. That's what we want.
In the most beautiful country in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Which brings me to beautifully, the biggest brand win for me this week was Nando Mzanzipoli. Did you see?
We loved it. We loved it.
I mean, that advert, Howard. Okay, it's funny. It's funny.
Sorry, we needed to give a round of applause.
But if you watch it, you will see the message so clear.
Mm-hmm.
We are being played. Mzanzi, you're being played from all sections. Get out of the game and move forward. You know, the funny thing to me is how many people thought it was a real game. That may be screaming with laughter.
Everybody wants to
and,
buy
I mean,
it.
If Nando's don't release a game, then, I mean, I've even had people calling me to find out how to get the game.
Yeah, I've had a few as well. I've had some people, a lot of people say to me, where can we get it? No.
No, because you missed it. Watch yes. it again, please.
Absolutely.
But there is an extension for the brand there, a brand extension into games. You never know. But, I mean, the big brand story has to be Black Friday. Are you shopping, sir?
Oh, so we've – Zanati's very, very miserable to have to be in studio. She's very resentful because she'd rather be spending money that she doesn't have on things she doesn't need.
I must say I succumbed this morning to Black Friday.
Oh, did you?
For the first time in my life. Yes, I did. Brilliant. I bought myself a GoPro so I can take pictures underwater. But Black Friday is certainly making an impact across the world. Over 400 million unique items in the past 7 days. But here in South Africa, a lot smaller. We're looking at an engagement rate of about 150,000, but that's growing by 100% hour upon hour.
Wow,
so
wow.
It's going to get bigger. Big brands showing up in the word clouds, iPhones, Garmins, e-bucks, big one there, and FN.
Time is 8:25. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. Tanya Curry joining us on the line. Mike says you can only play Mzansi Polly if you are not chicken. Well said. Well said
that
indeed.
That is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I'm not sure what happened to the line there, Howard, but just quickly to wrap up the Black Friday stats, 66% of the people out there are women who are shopping. 76% of them are 18 to 24 years old. So, Zanati, where do you fall into the bracket? Because at 25 to 34,
yes.
I have 19.3. So it's all the young people that are talking about Black Friday.
Well, because
and the biggest hashtag is Black Friday Me. So in other words, buy me something.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, because I would imagine that women over the age of 24 are actually working. So they don't really have the time.
Exactly.
So that could well be part of the reason.
We've got very short time, Howard,
yes.
And I've got so much to get in, but the highball.
Mm-hmm.
Gauteng, what on earth is happening in my province, man?
Mm-hmm.
The disarray of mayor's exits and political bartering has begun. Rumors that the EFF will vote with the ANC for the Joburg mayor, hoping for reciprocity when the EFF want to take over Tshwane. What a fascinating time we live in.
Mm.
And what happened with the DA? Like, I heard all sorts of stories about sexual deviance and corruption and what went on?
Oh,
I missed it.
I don't know that at all. Zanati?
No.
We've got John Steenhuisen joining us just after 8:30, so we can try and find out. But
ask him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, please find out.
We'll find out.
And then we had another tornado in KZN. So that's four in as many weeks. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in KZN with the tornadoes. Everybody wants to be Florida.
I think it's me, dude.
Hey?
I think it's me.
Oh, it's because of you.
And then Maleba said he shot a toy gun at the rally. Is highball even a big enough word for that?
Oh, come on.
That sounds like a Trump move to me,
no,
really.
Absolutely. We need to sit him down and rebrand him.
Yeah. Then the president was ready. We must tell him their sales and take a lot on
on
AK-47s. And then the president withdrew from the chairman's conversation. How boy. And then across the waters, I've got to fit this in. Firstly, Zimbabwe is talking about a silent genocide.
Terrible.
As their healthcare and energy have moved out of the country. You know, Howard, it was just yesterday we were celebrating for our neighbors.
Yeah.
They were so happy to go home. What happened?
Terrible. It is
you know, in less than a year.
Heartbreaking.
Dude, scary.
Mm.
And then Prince Andrew is finally revealed to have behaved in a manner not becoming of a royal. In other words, he's accused of paedophilia. That's actually what they were trying to say. And Bill Cosby shows no remorse. Maybe they need a 16 days of activism, don't they?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then there's another story, this TikTok story that doesn't make any sense to me. A social media user posted on TikTok.
Yeah, I think this is a very important story. Tanya, the story is massive and I'm just horrified that it isn't getting enough. Look, this part of the story is getting coverage, but the actual underlying issue isn't.
The actual story has never got coverage.
No, it hasn't. You know, I don't understand.
We've known about
it
for years.
Yeah. So, and this is the whole story for anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, is about the, about, I think it's called Uyghur. I never can pronounce their names correctly. It's a area in China where there's a large concentration of Muslim, followers, and they have been, I think they're saying like up to a million have been interned
in concentration camps.
They are being re-educated. It is the most horrific, horrific thing that China is doing. TikTok is owned by China, and they've claimed that they don't follow Chinese censorship. However, a young woman in a form of a tutorial, a makeup tutorial, actually exposed this whole story, and all of a sudden, her account was suspended. TikTok apologized, and then they brought it back. But it's a big story.
What fascinates me is all of a sudden Trump got involved. Now I want to understand, because now I smell a rat.
No, he's only
because
got involved
Trump
because it's just a
war. Like
no, he definitely doesn't care, but he cares about his trade war with China. So he just uses this as a tool to negotiate.
So are we being set up again because one social media user suddenly made a video? Well, guys, we've known about the story for years.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this. Does it matter? If this gets exposure and if this can be brought into the sunlight, maybe the side benefit, who cares about Trump and his Chinese negotiations, maybe the benefit of it is that at least the story gets spoken about. As just
well,
a side
benefit. I certainly hope so. And just to crown the edge, the top of the cherry, Trump's head has been photoshopped onto Rocky Balboa's body, and I can't cope. I cannot.
I love it. I thought it was the
and
best thing
Apple
ever.
Changed the world map.
Yes.
I can't cope, dude.
Yeah, Apple changed the world map.
I can't cope.
It was terrible, that as well. Mad.
I'm going back to
Tanya Curry. This is where we love and leave you. Thanks. Have a good one. Have a great weekend. Feel better.